10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Susie Zawacki, your host, and weekly I invite expert guests on to teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And our website is aginginforadio.com, and there you can listen to our show streaming live or on podcast 24/7 after we air. And today my show is on a topic that will impact each and every one of us if we are the lucky ones to live a long life. At some point, it will definitely affect you, and it's about the future of Social Security. And when Social Security started in 1935 with a retirement age of 65, the financial burden didn't seem so great. And it was in 1940, then the life expectancy was 61 for a man and 65 for a woman. It all fit together nicely until people started living well beyond that life expectancy. And today we have 55 million people receiving some type of Social Security benefits. And I don't want to come across as being a pessimistic economic person with assumptions, but if the policymakers keep putting their heads in the sand with the Social Security problem, they're going to be left with fewer and fewer options. Well, my favorite guest today, or one of my favorite guests, is with me, and that is John O'Connor. He is my safe money man and the president of O'Connor and Associates. Welcome, John, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you, and I know you know a lot about the future of Social Security, or a lot about Social Security. None of us really know the future.
Right.
But SSI is the backbone of retirement. And what just happened recently to Social Security?
Wow, there's so much, it's almost too much to list. But what happened was, while we were sleeping, Congress basically changed Social Security on us. And on November 2nd, the president signed it into law. And we're going to talk about a couple of those things today. It's really devastating to people that had been planning ahead for their retirement with Social Security.
It's devastating. You just backpedal a little bit there. So, and like you said, there's a lot to talk about here. But, I mean, what happened in the middle of the night?
Well, what happened in the middle of the night, here's a couple of the basic changes they made. For anybody that is becoming 62 after this year, deeming is extended through age 70. What that means is that you can't do a file and suspend on your husband's benefit, and then you take a spousal benefit, and then later on take a bigger benefit. The minute you take it, you're going to be deemed as taking the maximum benefit that you can get, and that's going to wind up costing you anywhere between $50,000 and $100,000 over your lifetime. That's just one of the things. The other thing is that no one can collect a spousal or child benefit based on the covered earnings record of a worker who suspends retirement benefits after April 29th. So to get a spousal benefit, let's say that it was you and I, we were married and I'm taking my Social Security, you could take a spousal benefit on me, but if I suspended, you cannot. And that just changed the ballgame completely
for
people.
So you cannot forever go back.
That's right. You can't go back. You're going to have to take your own benefit, and that's that. So it takes even more planning to get it right, and that's one of the things that we do.
So the middle of the night, maybe masterminders did this. Is it because the pot is so far in the red?
Well, it's because they love to dip into the piggy bank. They don't talk about the money that they take out of Social Security to work on the national debt and pay other bills, but they do. Dr. Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's a gentleman who I work with quite often, is an expert on that subject, and he believes that the reason that they did this was, number one, they needed more money for Social Security. They needed more money for the government in general, and they figured this is one place where there actually is money. And so they wanted to get into that trust fund, and one of the ways to do it was to cut back on benefits that you and I can take. Now, here's where I feel completely deceived by the government. We paid in 12.4% we paid 6.2 and our employers paid 6.2 all these years that we've been working.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a set parameter of how we could take those benefits without anybody talking in a public hearing or anything else about it. They just changed it.
We were supposed to know about it.
You would think so.
I would think so.
Right. I was so mad when I found out what happened that I do workshops about Social Security all the time. And in the next workshop I did, I said they shouldn't reelect anybody that's in Congress because every single one of them basically dipped in there and stole their future away from them. And it didn't affect them because they don't get Social Security. They get a government pension.
Completely different. So what, I mean, actually, for anyone listening, the best thing to do is give John a call. Give the number out, John, and then they can also go to his website at O'Connor and Associates with an S.biz for time and date of your seminars.
Right.
What's your phone number?
My phone number is 630-947-6055.
And that's 630-947-6055 to get in touch with John O'Connor.
Right.
I mean, there's so much about Social Security. Like, one of the things is, by, I heard, 2032, there will only be 2.1 workers per beneficiary. So even putting money back in the pot, because the babies are being born, there's only two per household on average. There's less people working or will be working in the future. And so there'll be less money to put in there.
That's true. And one of the problems that they have is when Social Security was created, they didn't realize that people were going to live as long as they do. And one of the things you and I were talking about before the show is there are people that have obviously died, but they're still collecting Social Security benefits because their families are committing fraud and still taking the benefit. What was the number about people that were over 100 years old?
There's 6.5 million active Social Security accounts issued to people that are supposedly 112 years or older, but the statistics say that there's only 42 people that are that old.
So that means that the government's getting fleeced for about 6 million Social Security checks every month.
Well, I guess they don't have enough people on the watch to take, you know, to knock on 6.5 million doors or to really do the work. But think of the money that it would save, or the money that it would put back into the pot.
Absolutely. If they took a proactive approach toward finding about the fraud and collecting that money back, they wouldn't be having to change the benefits on honest people that are paying into it all their lives.
It's $100 billion in waste in the Medicare program just in this area.
And that's a lot of money, even in today's dollars.
Absolutely. I mean, you would think that they would get the watchdogs on it and make a difference or make an impact here, especially with the way that they're changing it and they're running out.
Oh, you sure would. And, you know, they changed the law. Then they changed it again because they changed some of the, they amended it a little bit so it wasn't quite as huge of a beating that people were taking on it. But one of the things is it's still bad. There's some of the things that we were able to create strategies for people to get over $100,000 more out of their Social Security in their lifetime. A lot of those strategies have to be completely revamped, and we can still do it, but it takes a lot more work today. We're still willing to do it, but you know what? We've become students of Social Security, and so we know how the system works, and then immediately they changed the rules, so now we've got a whole team working on the new rules so we can still help our clients to come out ahead.
Now, do these changes affect Medicare?
Yes.
How?
Well, what's going to happen is Medicare is going to become more expensive. And I'll tell you that in just a second here.
We're talking with John O'Connor here. He is my safe money man. And John's website is O'ConnorandAssociates.biz. John can be reached at 630-947-6055. I just want to say before we answer that question about Medicare, the internal watchdog report does not document, it says it doesn't document any fraudulent or improper payments to people using Social Security numbers, but it raises red flags that it could be happening. What good is a red flag in an empty piggy bank?
That's right. No good at all.
Not at all.
So let's talk about Medicare.
Okay.
Congress and the White House have acted to reduce an unprecedented hike in standard Medicare Part B premiums for millions of Medicare health insurance beneficiaries next year. One in seven beneficiaries were facing a 52% increase in premiums to $159 in 2016, by far the largest jump in Medicare's history, but A bipartisan deal on the federal budget signed by President Obama on November 2nd, which is the same time that they changed the Social Security laws, has resulted in the premiums for those people being set at $121.80 a month. While the vast majority of beneficiaries will pay the same Part B premium in 2016 as they did before, certain groups of people will pay a higher amount due to an obscure part of the Medicare law that ties the cost of living to the Part B premiums. And here's what happens. If you're not taking Social Security or not taking your Medicare payment out of Social Security checks, like if you haven't claimed Social Security yet, you're going to be billed for much more than what you would have been if you were taking Social Security and having it deducted.
Because the administration fees, I bet you.
It's going to be higher, yep.
We're talking about the future of Social Security here on Aging Info Radio with My Safe Money Man, John O'Connor. He can be reached at 630-947-6055. We're going to talk about what people are saying about these Social Security changes coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susie Zawacki, and this segment is brought to you by Chicago Title Land Trust. Yes, choose who inherits your home with one simple form, which can save families thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110. Or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. We are talking about, we meaning John O'Connor and I, are talking about the future of Social Security today. And it does look a little doom and gloom there, John. I mean, the changes, you know, the pot's running out. The pot's out. The pot is empty.
Right.
They're using the trust funds now. Or are the trust funds also in the red?
Well, the trust funds themselves, I don't know the numbers on it, and that's what worries me. I don't think anybody knows the numbers except for those inside, and they're not telling. So here's the thing. Like Medicare, the price is going up for Medicare now. Some people are going to have a modest increase because they're having Medicare premium deducted from their Social Security check. But there's a certain group of people that are going to wind up paying the big increase in Medicare because they don't have it deducted from their check. They haven't taken Social Security yet. Give you an example. A 65-year-old today could claim Medicare and needs to in order to be able to have health insurance. But the problem is that if they didn't claim Social Security, they're being billed for Medicare premiums.
Right.
Okay? I'm one of those people. So here's the deal. I'm getting a big pay increase or big bill increase on Medicare because I don't have it deducted from Social Security. And because there was no cost of living adjustment, the people that are actually having it deducted from Social Security, they're okay. They're not going to have a big increase. Okay, it's going to be very nominal. But listen to this. This is from an article that just came out in November. It says, about 7 in 10 beneficiaries have their premiums automatically deducted from their Social Security checks, and under a hold harmless provision of the law, a zero Social Security cost of living in any year means that those people cannot pay more in standard Part B premiums than in the previous year, a phenomenon that has happened only twice in the last 40 years. The intent is to provide a measure of protection to assure that their checks won't go down when Part B premiums rise. Says Tricia Newman, Director of Medicare Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation, a health research group. However, the hold harmless policy doesn't apply to several groups who make up about 30% of Medicare enrollees. About 16% low-income people whose premiums are paid by their states also will not be affected personally. So that leaves 14%, or about 1 in 7, who bear the full brunt of higher premiums out of their own pockets. Under Medicare law, standard premiums must be set to cover 25% of the expected Part B costs for the following year, with the federal government paying the remainder. In normal years, those costs are spread through the Medicare population with a single premium for most enrollees, except for the wealthiest who pay more. But in zero cost of living years, the whole burden typically falls on relatively few, which is what happened in 2010 and 2011 when Congress did not succeed in softening the blow. So get ready for another one for all those people that are paying Medicare by check.
So if you are paying by check, what do you think will it be double? Will it be the 52%?
It's not going to be 52%, but I believe it's going to probably be 25 to 30% more. I don't have the numbers yet. I'm waiting for my bill.
Well, and it'll start April. You said April, correct?
Yep, right. Next year.
April 2016. I mean, this is really crazy stuff because people that are if people are on a fixed income, most of them are having it taken out of their check anyway. So
right.
The 1 in 7 are usually people that really did plan for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're basically taking more. You may be better off having private insurance.
Maybe. But the thing is, private insurance, when you're 65, that's expensive.
That's true. That's very true.
Medicare's still a deal. Believe me when I tell you, it's a deal.
Now, what are people saying about all these changes? And a lot of people are very unaware of them, which is why we're doing this show.
Well, some of the people that come to my workshops, so there's usually 40 or 50 people a night at my workshops, they look at me like they're stunned. They don't even know that this happened. They hear something maybe a little bit on the radio or see a little something in the newspaper, but they're not paying attention to it. And what they don't realize, see, a lot of people that come to me for advice don't even realize how much more they could get from Social Security. And when they find out how much less they're going to get because of this new law, they're, like, really alarmed.
This is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's really going to affect the boomers because the oldest boomer turned 62, I believe, in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody from 2008 on being a boomer, it's really the category that's going to be the greatest.
Let me put it like this. If you're turning 66 before April 30th of 2016,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be okay. You're going to still be under the old rule. But if you're turning 66 anytime after that, tough knocking. You're going to have to start with me and come in and get a real good update on how you're going to do your Social Security.
So if you turn 66
before April 30th of 2016,
okay,
you're going to be under the old rules. Okay.
So if you're turning 66 before April, today is your lucky day.
Absolutely.
You're hearing this for the first time.
The sooner you can do it, the better. And there are some rules that are going to be implemented by December 31st of this year. So
which are?
The file and suspend stuff. If you're at the verge of being able to do it, you need to go do it.
Where's the best place for somebody to find all this information at on SSI.gov?
Well, SSI.gov is one place, but, I still don't think that you're going to get all the answers there.
Why is that, John?
I don't think they have all the answers.
I have a very important question
for
you.
Go ahead.
I have to ask this. Do you think global warming is going to affect Social Security?
So I thought you'd never ask. I think it is. I think it's all about global warming because these people have obviously been in the sun too long the way they're acting in Congress.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really sad because this is what people have worked their whole life paying into. You would have been better off to put it in a private account that you managed.
Yeah, and that was the idea behind 401ks, and sometimes that didn't work so well either. But here's the thing. These are entitlements that people have paid for. And if you think about it, if you worked for 40 years, you probably worked about 90,000 hours. And most of those 90,000 hours, you were contributing to FICA taxes, which is what's funding Social Security. And then to find out that you went to sleep one night and the next morning you woke up and your pockets had been picked clean of any potential gains you could have gotten, I worry about that.
Absolutely. I mean, this may just be the beginning of what has to happen. I mean, the money is not there.
Right. It's now, when I saw what they did without telling anybody what was in the works with the Social Security changes, it seems like it's not government by the people, it's government to the people. It's like the government's taking it to the people without even letting them know it's coming.
Well, the internal watchdog could sure put $5.8 billion back in the pot if they started looking at all the fraud.
$5.8 billion annually back into the pot.
Which is
an awful lot of money.
Absolutely. To have no attention on it or nobody or to know even the Medicare fraud that goes on.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Medicare fraud, at least they're cracking down on some of that, but that's because it's so obvious. Some of these clinics that are charging millions of dollars on one or two patients, I mean, kind of an odd, obvious red flag there.
Well, here I see that 67,000 Social Security numbers were used in fraud, causing like $3 billion in wages. One was used 613 times.
Gee, nobody caught on to that.
Nobody caught it.
Wow. All I can tell you is, you know, there's a lot of law-abiding people out there that do everything by the rules, and they're the ones that are getting hurt the most by this new legislation.
Well, that right there, I mean, that $5.8 billion speaks pretty loudly, and the internal watchdog needs to really up the ante.
Oh, absolutely.
You see that. Now, you being the safe money man and talking to, you said your clients that come to your seminars, mm-hmm. and John has seminars all over the Chicagoland area. They're all listed at O'ConnorandAssociates.biz.
Right.
All your seminars are right there where they're at in the Times. But the people that come there and in conversation with them, you said that they're stunned.
Right.
I mean, people have no idea that this has happened.
No, a lot of them are like waking up in a cold sweat after they've been to one of my workshops because they didn't think that that was ever going to happen to them. They thought everything that they knew before was going to be true in the future, but the future is changing, and it's changing quickly.
Well, it will always be changing. We know that one, John, don't we?
Yes, we do.
But it's good to plan, and that's what really, you know, the backbone of retirement planning was Social Security income. That's
right.
What people counted on, and you built from that,
right?
From what you knew, that you would get X amount of dollars when you retire, and if you retired at 62 or you claimed Social Security at 62 versus 72, there was a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
And is there still that?
Oh, yeah, there is still a difference.
So we're going to talk more about that coming up next with John O'Connor. Yes, the future of Social Security. There is a future to it. All hope is not lost, right, John?
That's right.
All right here on Aging Info Radio.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit AlternativesForSeniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or AlternativesForSeniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantisprop.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, you cannot lead a positive life with a negative mind. Well, I'm here with my safe money man, John O'Connor, and we are talking about the future of Social Security today. And, John, I mean, like I said, all hope is not lost. I mean, there will be something there, hopefully.
Well, there absolutely will be. So it's just that what happened is they took away some of the richest strategies that we had available. And so we're working very diligently to make sure that our people still get the best possible return on their Social Security. But it just really makes me angry about the fact that the government just went in there without asking anybody or telling anybody until it was over that they're changing Social Security. And because there are a lot of people that already had a plan on how they were going to do it, and now some of those plans are going to change.
Now, the people that are on Social Security right now, mm-hmm. besides that little bit of increase in their Medicare benefits, are there any other changes?
If they're already on Social Security, they're basically safe. They've already done it. But it's the people that are about to that need to really get proactive about how we're going to do it.
Yeah, the 78 million baby boomers.
I know.
A lot.
And I can't get to every one of them, but I'll try.
Okay, John. We'll let you. Well, you have many, many safe money strategies.
I do.
John can be reached at 630-947-6055. We're going to talk more about his seminars coming up here soon, but let's talk about some of your safe money strategies and what you really teach people or help people do.
Okay. Well, as you know, I use annuities in part of our planning. And one of the things I love about annuities is the safety that comes with them and the guaranteed income stream that comes with them. And with Social Security changing, one of the things you want to do is you want to have a cornerstone piece of your portfolio that's actually guaranteed how you're going to receive the money. It's helped millions of people in the past couple of decades to prepare for retirement. I've got over 1,000 clients in the Chicago area myself that are using them to help with their retirement. And for people in the future, it's even more important to look very closely at them and make sure that they have this safety as part of their overall portfolio. Now, there's a lot of different kinds of annuities out there, and people sometimes talk bad about them. It's not good information. The thing is there are so many different annuities, and some of them are not good. Some of them you don't need. But they talk about fees. I believe in annuities that are no load, have no fee, and give you the control of your money. That's not a bad annuity. That's actually a terrific gift to have.
And is that a fixed annuity?
It is fixed or fixed indexed. And the ones we use the most in our practice are fixed indexed annuities with income riders. And I'm not going to get into too much detail because that's what my seminars are for. But what I will tell you is this. This is from a book that Tony Robbins wrote and distributed last year called Money, Master the Game. And I'm just going to take a second to read this to you. It says,
you're not going to read me the whole book now.
Just a paragraph, the whole book. In 2013 alone, fixed indexed annuities collected over $35 billion in deposits. In fact, as they were wrapping up this book, fixed indexed annuity deposits were at record levels through the first half of 2014 with over $24 billion in new deposits, a 41% growth over 2013. Why the record growth? Well, in a fixed indexed annuity, your deposits remain entirely in your control. You are not giving up access to your cash. It offers the potential for significantly higher annual returns than other safe money solutions such as CDs or bonds. It provides a 100% guarantee of your principal. You cannot lose money. The growth is tax-deferred, providing maximum compounded growth. And it provides income insurance or guaranteed income for life when you select an optional income rider. I believe that these are an antidote to the problem of the sequence of returns. Fixed, which means your account is guaranteed to never go down. No matter what happens, you will not lose your original deposit. What more do you want?
Well, that's security. That's why you're my safe money man.
That's right. And so far, in all the years that you and I have known each other, you've only made money, never lost money.
I've never lost money. It's always gone up, and I never think about it. It's just there. It's added to, and it moves on.
Isn't it cool that you could just set it and forget it and know that when you want it, you just turn it on?
Well, there's a safe, secure feeling with that, where when I met John, I had an account that had lost more than half, a retirement account.
I remember, yeah.
And I let it get back up to where it was not half the loss. John took it. And I've reaped well over what I lost and some back in a very short period of time, a few years.
You're welcome.
Yes, John. I'm telling you, John O'Connor's at 630-947-6055. John's website is O'Connor, A-N-D, associates.biz. That's associates with an S.
That's right. And there's no apostrophe in O'Connor. It's O-C-O-N-N-O-R.
A-N-D, associate.biz. That will tell you where all John's seminars are. The seminars are all over the Chicagoland area. We're going to talk more about those seminars coming up next and find out in detail how long they are and what people can expect and talk more about why you are the safe money man and all your safe money strategies coming up next on Aging Info Radio.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
Yes, imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now, imagine doing it when you are 80. Where would you start and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. That's 847-606-5272. We are talking about the future of Social Security today, and I am here with John O'Connor. He is my safe money man. John's number is 630-947-6055. John, the many strategies with retiring and how to set people up. And, you know, I just want everyone listening to know that people really do need to hear John's message. He does 12 to 14 seminars all over the Chicagoland area in the evenings, correct?
Every month.
Every month. And the message needs to be heard, because what you're really doing is you are educating people on their future retirement.
Absolutely.
And it's so important, because everyone should be eligible, or most everyone, for Social Security if it's there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I believe so strongly in what I talk about. I could retire right now, but I don't want to. I want to continue to work and help people, because I believe that what we have today is a tremendous opportunity for these people to secure their retirement, not just to hope they get it, but to secure it. And by using our safe money strategies, we're able to do that. And one of the things that I found over all the years of helping people that are in retirement, there's a lot of them that were devastated by the huge market losses of the dot-com bubble bursting in 2000, 2001, the terrorism, and then the foreclosure crisis in 2008. Now, here's the thing that might make you cry. Some of these people that I'm helping are 77, 78 years old, and they used to have 401ks, and they've lived long enough to spend completely through them. Now, they're only on Social Security. And so these people have another whole bunch of problems facing them, and what we try and do is show them the best way around it.
Well, another thing to consider, too, is the baby boomers, because the baby boomers have not saved like the post-war silent generation and the greatest generation,
right.
And they don't have the retirement accounts. And like I said, Social Security income was the backbone, or may still be part of the backbone, of
right.
retirement.
No.
So you need to be doing something else to secure your future, so you don't have to live on a very little fixed income of Social Security, and we don't know what that will be.
Right. And, you know, another thing that you just made me think of something. One of the things that we do when we're at the seminar is we talk about how even at 59 and a half, you're old enough to secure your 401k from future loss in the market, because most 401ks are completely in the market, completely at risk, and they've been riding this wave. Like, say you're 62, you've seen that thing get devastated twice in one decade. And we can actually take that and put it in safety. You don't have to stop contributing. You can still get your employer's contribution if you're lucky enough to have one. But we can make that safe money, too. And we do it with no fee. We don't charge a thing. We get compensated by the companies we do business with out of their advertising budget. So your money legitimately works for you 100% of the time.
There's so much saneness, I would say, in having a fixed index annuity.
That's right.
Like I said, when you know that you don't lose, you do not lose ever.
Right.
You may not gain tremendously all the time, but you never lose what you put in.
Oh, absolutely. So think about this. If the market crashes tomorrow, your money's still there. You didn't lose any of it.
Exactly.
That's a kind of cool thing. You can sleep really well at night knowing that every day you wake up, you're worth a little bit more. And in a good year, you might be worth a lot more, but you're never going to lose.
Well, you hear all the time, it's only on paper, it'll come back. That's not true.
Well, there's a part of that thing that you're not hearing. The thing goes like this. It's only a paper loss. The market always comes back. The part that's missing is this next phrase, not necessarily in your lifetime.
Absolutely. I mean, it can take a long time right. to regain the losses if they're that big or that great. And why not? You know, I saw something on a TV show where a woman was a school teacher her whole life and she'd become a millionaire.
Right.
And it was all through saving on a $30,000 a year income.
Right.
And she just knew how to manage that little bit of money and have it grow.
Right.
And I mean, it's the same thing with the baby boomers. We have not all baby boomers have been religious savers.
No, they haven't. And the X generation, but coming behind the baby boomers, are doing even worse at it. So we need to really take stock of what we have, the savings tools that we have available to us. And you need to get a little bit of sober advice from somebody that wants to help you. And that's myself and the professionals that work with me.
Well, it's just the lack of knowledge. I mean, even that, like the younger generation, like Gen X, as you said, teaching them, you know, how to manage their money for years and years and years so they don't lose it in the stock market or high-risk funds, but they're still growing it.
Right.
I mean, there's so much sanity and safetiness with that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that. You are the safe money man.
Right.
I just want to say, too, I was at one of your customer appreciation events. The room was filled with people.
Yeah, we had over 300 people there.
Yeah, I was at a table with 10, and everybody was so happy with John and as the safe money man. No one had lost money.
Right. I remember you asking the question, hey, I just want to ask everybody here, did anybody lose money?
Yeah.
They're all good.
No, they're all good.
And you were the youngest client in the whole group.
Absolutely. Well, I met you. I met you at one of your seminars, and I thought, this man knows what he's talking about. I need help here. And I'm so thankful that I met you, and you did what you did with my retirement account because it's made a huge impact. And John's number, again, is 630-947-6055. We're going to get John's words of wisdom today, and he's got many on the future of Social Security, all coming up here next on Aging Info Radio.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
Gen Care Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? Gen Care takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. Gen Care Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
A big question in front of the future of Social Security. So much to learn, and my safe money man, John O'Connor, definitely teaches it. Like I said, John, what you're teaching is so needed. And I would like your words of wisdom today. This has been a really educational show, and I would just want to thank you in advance for coming on.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, and it's been a pleasure as always. But the words of wisdom are simply this. Be grateful for everything that you have. Every day is a gift, and you only get one at a time. And that's pretty much the most important thing to remember.
Precious. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, thank you again. And just keep in mind, in 2016, John O'Connor will be doing 144 seminars.
Minimum.
Minimum, 144 and so much more. So much to learn at these seminars, and I really do encourage you to go to his website at O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz. That's O-C-C-O-N-N-O-R. Oh, I did that wrong.
Yeah.
Give it out,
can
John.
Can I do it?
Yes, you can.
O-C-O-N-N-O-R-A-N-D-A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-E-S.biz.
O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
Yeah,
thank you,
it's
John.
It's a long one, but it'll be worth it.
Yes, and all the seminars are listed there, and you cover all the metropolitan, Chicago metropolitan area, correct?
Pretty much all the suburban areas.
Okay.
We're all in the western suburbs from almost the Indiana border all the way up to Lake County.
So they're all over, and they're in the evening?
Yes, at 6 o'clock. They all start at 6:01.
And you provide meals?
Oh, we do.
We have them
at nice facilities, nice restaurants, and we do the seminar. You must have an invitation. You got to call and reserve a spot because they fill up fast. But we do a seminar. It takes about 1 hour, and then we have a meal and take as long as you want. You're not getting rushed out of the restaurant, but no pressure. We just want you to come and learn.
Yes, it's so important. Thank you again, John. And again, his number is 630-947-6055. And my Paws Pooch up for adoption through Paws Chicago, our favorite no-kill shelter. This week is Marmoset, a female black lab mix who is a two-month-old puppy. Oh, so cute. Great for anybody. Marmoset's for once a forever home. Go to pawschicago.org and check her out. She is waiting with her paws crossed for you to come and give her her forever home. Call them. That's right, Daisy. Paws number is 773-935-PAWS. Also, you can donate to Paws for when you give, they do live. So you can also do that on their website, again, at pawschicago.org. And if you are a business in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, call Aging Info Radio. We are a great marketing and branding platform for your product, business, or service. And you can give us a call at 866-560-3965. Again, that's 866-560-3965. And today's show will go up on podcast at aginginforadio.com. Also, check out, you can click on John O'Connor's logo on our website in the top right corner, and that will lead you right to his website, all at aginginforadio.com. Well, I am Susie Zawacki, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Amen.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
It's news, opinion, insight. It's AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago.